Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be with you here today. Very grateful to the Reverend Salt having invited me here. Of course, as he has said, I have known him since I came to Whitfield College of the Bible. And the very first day, because we joined the college the same day, that's the time the friendship started. Because according to God's providence, the very first day I found myself sitting in between two students. And those students were Reverend Salt and Philip Berry. And I was always, throughout my 2 year study there, I was always sitting between the two. And really, the two of them became my good friends. Very good indeed. Maybe Mr. Salt did not know that at the time the friendship started. I felt very much at home having them, each of one, on my side. And I felt very protected because they were very friendly to me. Whatever thing I didn't know about, because I was new to this country and many other things I didn't understand. So I was asking them, and they were telling me, they were keeping me up to date with the things that I didn't know. As he has told you, I come from Kenya. I'm married. I have three children. And I also have a church back home called Independent Presbyterian Church. And recently, I have a fellowship that we started, which is under the church. It started really the beginning of this month. So I have a congregation to take care of, and also a fellowship, which we hope it will develop into a congregation and full constituted. And I bring greetings from my family and from the church also. They send greetings with me, and I also delighted to take greetings to them from you. So I'm very happy to be here. And having said all this, I would like us to turn to the Word of God. Let us turn to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5, I'm going to read from verse 7. Verse 7 through verse 10. Says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and a dominion forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Almighty God, for the care that you have taken upon us, and also for the great opportunity that you have given unto us so that we may hear your word. Father, I pray that you may be with me as I speak your word. Guide me through the guidance of your Holy Spirit, and also open our hearts so that we may benefit from your word, all of us. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The first epistle of the Apostle Peter was written to the Jewish believers who were scattered throughout different provinces of the Roman Empire. These provinces were Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. At that time, those believers were going through persecutions and sufferings. And Peter wrote to them to encourage them to continue enduring and to ensure them that they were standing the proper faith, and that's why they were being persecuted. In chapter 5, verses 1 to 4, Peter exhorted the elders and encouraged them to do their duties well. And in verses 11, or 5 to 11, he encouraged the rest of them, whom he addressed as younger. He challenges them to exercise humility in all things. At the same time, he encouraged them not to be so troubled in their hearts because of their current situation, which they were going through persecutions. But instead, they should cast all their cares upon the Lord. So, mainly today, I would like to take verse 7 as my text. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And from this text today, I would like to speak about casting our cares, or encouragement for Christians to cast their cares upon God. Christians everywhere are facing troubles from different areas. And therefore, it will be proper or in time for us to be reminded of what we should do when we are faced with various cares or troubles. Well, from this text, I would like us to see some things. And first of all, I would like us to consider the Christian's responsibility as is set forth here. That is to cast all his cares. That is his responsibility. Our care, what is our care? We need to know what is our care. A care is anything that troubles us, whether outwardly or inwardly. This world is full of troubles. Every trouble brings anxiety and disruption in our lives. And the devil would like to use such troubles to weaken our faith in Jesus Christ. Anything or problem that is above man's ability to solve is a care to him. Some cares come from our fellow men. Probably things like oppositions, persecutions from our fellow men cause anxiety in our hearts. Whenever we are not able to avoid or escape these anxieties, they become a burden to us or on us. And then we start caring about that problem. Other troubles come from within our hearts. Maybe sometimes you fail to achieve your goal in this life, whether in school, in business, in employment, or in the Christian service. And these things can cause anxiety in our hearts. Chaos born in the heart brings sorrow. And sometimes if this problem is not solved for some time and then you continue bearing it in your heart, it can lead to nervous breakdown. And of course, we don't need to go all the way to nervous breakdown. But we are encouraged what we should do with it. All our care. Here the verse says, all our care. And in fact, you need to note here that it is written in singular, our care. It is all our care. That means the totality of our care should be committed to our God. And this means that each and every part of our care will be solved only when we commit it to God. And that's why we are encouraged to cast all our care upon God. We are not able ourselves to solve even a single percentage or even the minimum percentage of our cares. The whole thing needs to be delivered or committed to God. Christians are not immune to troubles. They will face all sorts of troubles which can cause worries in their hearts. The Apostle Paul testified of this. When you turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, you see it reads, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." Why? Because they knew to cast their care upon God. Casting our care upon God. Casting has the idea of taking something from off from you. Especially, let's take for example, taking off the coat and you lay it somewhere else. So taking or casting here has the idea of taking something of you and then you place it upon someone else or placing it somewhere else. The intention of doing so is to be relieved from the burden caused by that thing. So when we are told to cast our care, that means that we remove our care from upon ourselves because we cannot bear it ourselves. And even if we try to bear it, we will not be able to solve all those problems. So in this case, Christians, we are encouraged to take all our care upon God, and we do this through prayer. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, the Apostle Paul encourages us to commit all our cares upon God through prayer. For he said, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." That's the way we cast our cares upon God. The verb translated careful, that's be careful for nothing, in Philippians, is the same root as the one found in 1 Peter 5, 7, casting your care, that the care is the same. And it has the idea of casting off the burden from you. So instead of being careful, instead of being worried about the problems or whatever thing that is troubling you inside in your heart or coming from outside, we need to know that we need to lift that burden and cast it upon God. Remember, Elijah, when Jezebel threatened to kill him, what did Elijah do? That was really a care. That was a trouble. Imagine someone telling you, "Tomorrow, this day, I'll take off your head." Elijah was in a trouble. He prayed to God. And it's amazing that the way Elijah prayed, of course, the answer was different. But really, it was answered. Elijah prayed and said, "It is enough, God. Let me die." But God did not let Elijah die. He helped him. And of course, he thought that he was alone. He's the only one who was serving the living God. But he was told, "You are not alone." And was encouraged. Later on, Elijah was taken to heaven. He never died. Because he knew how to cast his burden upon the Lord. We have another example in the Old Testament of Hannah. She was grieved in her heart because she had no child. And because of this, she poured her heart to the Lord, or before the Lord. And the Lord God heard and answered her prayers and gave her a son. Brethren, let us be casting all our care upon God, for this is all what we ought to do. Heaping our cares upon ourselves cannot help us. Only God can help us. Therefore, let us pray unto him always. The second thing that I would like us to see here is Christians' trust. We have seen the first thing about Christians' responsibility. Now we see Christians' trust. That is, our trust is upon God. Whenever you put off your cares and you want to place them somewhere, not anywhere, but upon God. That's what the Bible says. The Greek preposition, which is translated upon, has various meanings or usages. But in this verse, it is used to show relationship. So when you cast your care upon God, you are relating your care with God. That, in other words, you are relating yourself with God. That shows that you trust him, that he is the only one to whom you can put on that care. And that is very important for us as Christians to know. We need to have this trust. And it indicates to us that God is able to hold our cares. It doesn't matter how many they are. It doesn't matter how heavy they are on us. He will take care of us. He will take up all our troubles and he will help us. Only let us cast them upon him. Trusting on God will move us to cast our cares upon him. Without trusting on him, we will never cast our cares upon him. God is all-powerful and he can help us from every kind of situation. Therefore, there is nothing that is too hard for him. That's what he said to Abraham. Abraham had been promised that he would have a son. And at first he thought it is impossible for Sarah, having passed her childbearing age, to have a child. But in Genesis chapter 18, verse 14, God told him, "Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee, and according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son." So here, we see that God is able to do all things. He is all powerful. And of course, every time that you put trust on someone, you must trust and be convinced that that person is able to do whatever you're asking to do. Someone cannot promise to give you what he himself cannot have it for himself. If I promise buying something for you, which myself I cannot buy for myself, I don't think you believe that. But the ability that we know that God has helps us to trust on him, because he has promised so. And all the promises of God are yea and amen. He has promised. He has told us that to cast all our burden unto him, and he will sustain us. So there is no need of bearing all the burden while we have someone who is so powerful, who is so faithful in his promises, And he has promised us to cast all the burden upon him. So, whatsoever things we are in need of, we should ask of God, because he is of God. We must also be convinced that God is willing to help us. You see, to believe that he is able to do that is not enough. Someone can be able to do something but not willing to do it. But here, our God is not only able to do all the things, but he is also willing to help us. Our God is a faithful God, and a loving God, and a gracious God. And he is willing to help us. He is willing to hear our cries whenever we cry unto him. He is willing to take up our burden whenever we lay it on him, because that's what we are promised. This conviction is very important for us. So we should cast all our cares upon him without any doubt, because God is willing to help us. And also, not only conviction, but also you need to have confidence that God's care is sufficient. Someone might be willing to do something, but he has not sufficiency of that thing. But God is not like that, not like man. God has everything we need. God can strengthen us. He has all the strength. God can comfort us. He has all the comfort. God can provide for us, because he's the possessor of all. So we need to trust his ability and sufficiency. No one can cast his care upon someone whom he does not trust, and he has no assurance that he will be able to give it. So, let me have this by illustration. Let's say that someone has been standing for so long and is tired, and then he needs to rest. Will that person be able to just throw his heavy and weary body on a broken chair? I suppose nobody would dare to do that. Everybody would like to sit on a very strong chair, which he believes or she believes that will hold him. So it's the same with when we are casting our cares upon him, we need to be very much convinced that whenever we do that, God is able to sustain us, to provide for us, to help us out of all those troubles, and have confidence in him, and have the conviction that he is willing, because he's the one who has really invited us. He's the one who has told us, let's do this. He has encouraged us through the scriptures that we should not bear our burden alone. We should cast it on him. So, we should not be wavering. We should know this, and we should always remember to cast our burdens. Then the final point here is Christian's assurance. We do not only have Christian's responsibility and Christian's trust, but we also have Christian's assurance. The final part of the verse says, for he cares for you. That's really assurance. He is the one who has assured us. We should cast all our care upon God because he cares for us. You wouldn't dare to give or inform anybody whom you think doesn't care for you about your problems. But here we are assured that God is the one who cares for us. The phrase cares for us means that God concerns himself with our troubles, with our cares, with whatever thing that is troubling us. Of course, as I said, in this world, there will be trials. There will be problems. There will be anxieties. There will be even bereavement. But with all those things, we are told that God knows them. And he assures us that we should care. We should not we should place our cares upon him. We should not care. We should not be careful of it, but cast it on the Lord. Because he knows our cares. He knows our problems. He knows our needs, even before we pray unto him. And in Matthew chapter 6, the Lord says this: "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought of your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, or yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?" So, if God takes care of his creation, of his animals, birds, and other things, and we are more better than them, so we need to be always assured that God cares for us. And this is the assurance that we have. Surely, God cares for us. That is why he tells us to cast all our cares upon him. We should also cast all our cares upon God because he is the only one that can help us. He is the only one who is able to take up all our burden. Because really, here it is emphatically said, he is used twice in the original language. It is written twice in this way: the pronoun he, and then there is another pronoun placed with a verb. He cares for you. This is for emphasis. And it is to emphasize that he himself and he alone cares upon us. Of course, other people can tell us that they care upon us, or they care for us. But there's a problem with people. Yes, I might care for someone, but I'm not able to protect that person. I'm not able to provide everything to that person. I'm not always with that person because I'm not omnipresent. But God is the only one who is everywhere present. And he's the one who is always able to help those who are in need. That's why we should remain assured that whenever we cast our burdens, whenever we cast our problems, our needs, in the hands of God, he is going to help us. We cannot take care of ourselves because we are feeble. Even if we try, we will not succeed. We can try and do a little bit, but not everything. Many people have tried to help themselves. And really, the more you try to solve the problem, it complicates. And God is the only one who can get you out of that mess. Some have gone to wizards and fortune tellers. I don't know whether this is common here, but in our country, it is very common. And some people, when they have sick relatives or themselves are sick, first thing they will think of the hospital. But if it persists, they will think of something else, probably going to the witch doctor, which is really, instead of helping them, it will complicate the thing. It adds more to the sorrows, because those fortune tellers, those witch doctors will tell them many other things. This is not for nothing, so and so someone has done this for you, and that brings a lot of troubles to that person. But God is the only one who never fails. Whenever we cast all our burden upon him, we cast all our cares upon him, he is faithful. He will never abandon us. He has promised, and his promises are yes and amen. None of them will fail. Our relatives can help, and all friends can try to help. They might be willing, but they are not always faithful. They are not all-powerful. They are not always with us. But we need to know that we put our confidence in God. Proverbs 25:19 says that confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Just imagine someone depending on a broken tooth to chew a hard thing. I think if no otherwise, you would be forced to swallow it and chew it, because a broken tooth cannot help. Trying to run with a leg out of joint will not help you. So that's why we are told that whoever puts his trust on man will be like trusting a broken tooth. But the Bible encourages us that we should put our trust on the Lord only and Him only. My dear brethren, only God can take care of us. Therefore, let us lift up our eyes unto Him always, and to Him alone. Let us say, like the psalmist in Psalms 121, verses 1 and 2, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. My fellow Christians, we have seen that all experience some things which can cause anxieties in our hearts. Sometimes we face some oppositions, persecutions, failures in life, which cause troubles in our hearts. How do you go about them? Do you cast them upon God? We have seen that our responsibility is to cast all our care upon God, not some part of it, but all. We must trust that God is able to protect and provide for us, for He is concerned about us. We have also seen that we have assurance that when we cast our care upon God, He will definitely help us, no doubt. Therefore, let us cast all our care upon Him, for He cares for us. Amen. Thank you.